News Talk 1310 KFK, welcoming David Jenkins to the show. Good morning, David. I appreciate your visiting with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're talking about what's very interesting to me is that not that long ago we had what could be described as a liberal guest, advocating the same thing that you're advocating. So give us your title, you have some stature nationally. Let's do that and then set the stage for what we're talking about.
Okay, sure. I'm president of a group called Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. And we're an organization of conservatives who, as the title suggests, we really care about being good stewards of, you know, our environment and our air and water and those things that we depend on that sustain life on this planet. And so we believe that our view of stewardship is the traditional conservative view that goes back from, you know, Theodore Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, and people like that, and that we're carrying that ethic forward. And then with respect to this issue, the EPA just, back in May, issued a new clean water rule that interprets the Clean Water Act, and the reason this was necessary was because of a 2006 Supreme Court decision that was split, and there was no majority rule on it. So the agency is left with having to come up with an interpretation based on the feedback they got from the judges. And the judges, they ruled on this case that was brought because they were trying to figure out the proper scope of the Clean Water Act with respect to wetlands, small intermittent streams, and so forth. And so now the EPA's put this rule out, which interprets the Clean Water Act pretty much the way the framers intended it back in the early 1970s. And I'm not talking about liberal framers. I'm talking about the Republican framers of it, people like former Senator Howard Baker, who served as President Reagan's chief of staff. And, you know, they intended for the Clean Water Act to be broadly interpreted to include wetlands, small streams, intermittent streams, anything that has a nexus with a navigable water body. And so that's essentially what this rule does. So, you know, we're a little bit of a loss at why people are screaming about it and so forth, because, you know, these wetlands and things that we're protecting, they perform services that save taxpayers money. If you pave over a wetland, you have faster water runoff. That not only increases flooding, it also reduces the in-stream flows later on so that you have less water for irrigation. If you don't include the small streams that feed the bigger streams and people pollute them, that pollution still gets in the bigger streams. It's what Ronald Reagan called the destructive trespass of pollution.
David Jenkins is the president of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. Taking what you're saying is the original view of the Clean Water Act, people have argued against this because they say it's too much intrusion. If you have a stream that crosses your land in the foothills, even for just 1 week a year, now you're going to be subject to all kinds of government intrusion and the like. And your group is saying, and I think rightly so, that if we don't take care of that, we end up paying more down the road, and that's what makes it a conservative stance to now be in agreement with what's being painted as a liberal view, but is actually, in real terms, a more conservative view. Have I said that reasonably well?
Yes, perfect. The interesting thing is that if people upstream are allowed to do whatever they want to with impunity to water bodies that flow across their property, the people that pay for that are the people who live, work, and play downstream. So, in effect, their actions can impact your property further downstream. So if someone paves over a wetland upstream and you get flooding because of it, because the water runs off faster, that impacts your property. So it's a property rights issue from that perspective. But it's also a fiscal issue. The American Society of Civil Engineers estimates that over the next two decades, it'll cost us roughly $2 trillion just to maintain the existing flood control, wastewater, and drinking water infrastructure that we've already built. And most of that stuff has been built because, you know, we've done things to our waterways that necessitated these things being built. And so we've got to maintain that. And, you know, so does it really make fiscal sense for us to get rid of, you know, to allow people to pave over wetlands and to fill in, you know, intermittent streams and stuff, and then eventually we have to put more infrastructure in place to do what those natural resources did for free?
Yeah,
I don't know how that makes sense.
It does not. We end up having to create mitigation efforts because we weren't. It's the penny wise, pound foolish. We allow the natural course of things to be along. What should people? What can people do? Is this a done deal? At some point, and I can't remember how long ago it was. The comment period was open. That has closed. Is there some action that the people should take or could take to present their thoughts on this to representatives of sorts? What's the action step we can take after having talked to you this morning?
Yeah, I think the big thing, and especially for my fellow conservatives, is to contact members of Congress and your senators and your congressmen, and really tell them that, you know, this rule is fine. This rule reflects the intent of the framers of the Clean Water Act. It protects us fiscally. It protects property rights of downstream property owners. And we need them to stop demagoguing it and making these claims that just are simply not true. This rule is actually less protective than the situation before that Supreme Court rule. And yet they're still screaming about it. So we need people to push on members of Congress, because there's been several pieces of legislation introduced that would try to prevent EPA from implementing this. And it's just common sense. You know, what goes into a tributary ends up in the main water body, and you know, no amount of demagoguery or whatever is going to change that fact. And if you're a conservative, you really want to deal in reality.
David Jenkins, Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. I love it when we can tweak an issue and look to its heart and come to the conclusion that what is being painted as being just a great deal of unnecessary government intrusion is actually the more conservative stance. Thank you for fleshing that out for us and giving us the view from around the other side of an issue that has been pegged as, oh, we got liberals over here and conservatives over there. No, wait a second. If we look at it, as you said, in reality, in a pragmatic sense, it's actually more conservative to have these rules in place. Enjoyed the conversation, David. I appreciate your being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Good news. David Jenkins, the president of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship.